This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning to go.
Yes, we do.
And make you awesomer.
And we have...
betterer.
Smarterer.
Smarterer.
Prettier.
Well, I don't think that's...
I think that's a little bit of a reach, right?
There, at least for us three.
Well,
right
it just here. Had the er.
I think we peaked that 25 years ago, Jim.
No, I was probably peaked around 10 or 11.
Were you peaked? Okay. All right. Anyway, we have
Dana.
Dana on the phone with us from Arkansas. Dana, you back?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful.
Hey, congratulations on that T-shirt, by the way. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. I was just so overjoyed. I think my eyes might be leaking.
Well,
wonderful.
Love you guys so much. Thank you for what you do every day of the week, but thank you for Fridays because that's the day that I can just relax my mind and you know, overwork it at the same time, but relax it from the week before. I would like to answer the lyric question, and let me tell you what, I was sweating when the two callers called in. I was, please don't take my question because that's the only one I know the answer to.
All right. Well, here it is.
Now, here's the one, before I give you this one, the one that trips people up is when they go out Christmas caroling and they start singing Leon as loud as they can. And if you turn the paper around, then you'll get it right. But you'll be messed up if you're singing Leon at the top of your voice. So here we go. Which Christmas carol includes this line? The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
I hope I get this correct. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how do we see thee
lie?
Is that correct?
Yes, it is. You could have kept going. That was beautiful.
Yeah, you got
Thank you so much, Dana.
That's a pretty voice you got there.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'd like to tell you just a quick, in a nutshell, how I learned of AFR radio. I moved from one house to another. I dropped my radio. I don't have television. I don't need television. So the radio is, you know, what I have and what I need, what I listen to. I dropped it, and it was broken. And I jerked around with it, you know, and then hit it a couple times. And would you believe, true story, AFR 91.7 was the only station I could get.
Wow.
This is years ago, and I didn't even know it existed. Of course, I was working and raising kids at the time, but... you know, I just didn't know. And I blown away. And I just thank God for letting me be clumsy and break my radio because I would have never found you guys.
Well, that is so awesome.
That's a really amazing story.
Dana, I've told this story before. I'll be real quick about it. But we had one of our first share-a-thons we had here at American Family Radio. We had a fellow call in from... It was the woman in North. She lived in New Mexico, and she had taken her car to the mechanic, and the car was on AFR when the mechanic turned it on, and he got hooked into some show that he was listening to. Maybe it was Adrian Rogers, and began listening. This is what he told her, and got convicted of his sin.
Amen.
And repented and. Gave his life to Christ, and all because he started to listen to the middle of a sermon, I think, by Adrian Rogers on AFR.
Test driving her car and hearing that.
Well, Dan Celia, you know, our own Dan Celia.
That's
not,
how
not
he
on
came
AFR,
to the Lord.
But he was listening to Charles Stanley on the radio. So, anyway.
Wow. That's great.
Thank you for that testimony.
And thank you for the Wildman family, and I pray for you guys, all of you, and I just appreciate you so much more than I can even express in words.
Okay, Dana. Hey, well, come see us sometime. We're not too far.
I know it.
We're 4 hours from Little Rock. So
It's on my bucket list.
Okay.
All right. I wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
God bless.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also called
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Let's repeat our questions, Jim.
All right, sir. So I have, what hairy characters growl? What hairy, woolly character's growl is the last line heard in the original Star Wars movie? In 1965, there was a game show, and it was based on the 40s show Blind Date. And then lastly, Herod intended to keep Peter in prison until after what holy day? Mr. Jasper?
What Christmas carol does the Peanuts gang sing at the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas? That beloved Christmas classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas. At the end of that, they sing a Christmas carol. Which Christmas carol? And then here's another one that I've got. Miracle on 34th Street centers on what real-life department store?
All right, I got two riddles that have gone unanswered. Here they are. I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I? And number two, a man pushes his car to a hotel and tells its owner that he is bankrupt. Why? Why is this? All right. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we're going to talk to Keith in Texas. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yeah, this is Jimmy Stewart, and you guys are took my I was going to answer the one, and somebody took it.
Man,
and it's you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Mary, you want the moon, Mary?
Mary, I'll give you the moon, Mary. You just tell me, and I'll lasso.
I'll lasso the moon, Mary.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, good job there,
you
buddy.
You guys want to move on to another movie? Yeah, yeah, y'all got that one down.
Yeah.
Well, you sit on a throne of lies.
You know what they need to have? They need to have a Jimmy Stewart talking convention. Is what they need to do, where everybody gets together from around the country and everybody talks like Jimmy Stewart the whole weekend.
I like that idea.
I'm going to be flying an F-18 Hornet in the new Top Gun movie, so make sure y'all watch that, okay?
All right.
Are you really?
Yeah. I've been around a long time. I was a brigadier general in the Air Force. Okay. You know?
There you go. Hey, Keith, ask, answer, or do both?
We'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
Star Wars.
All right, sir. What hairy character's growl is the last line heard in the original Star Wars movie?
Well, my little friend Yoda would say, that would be Chewbacca. It would be.
Chewbacca is absolutely correct.
Now, I know you can do Chewbacca, Keith. That's going to be an easy one for you.
Actually, my sister, believe it or not, my sister Donna can do that gargle. And remember that lady about 2 years ago that did the mask? She did the video and it went viral and she made a lot of money.
Right.
I had seen that.
Was that your sister?
Walmart or somewhere. No. But since my sister can do that voice for some reason, I don't know how, why, I sent her a picture of that and said, hey, you need to buy this because, you know, the mask would, you know, growl like Chewbacca. And 3 months later, that other lady did her video, viral video, and she got free college for her kids. She probably made like over $500,000 off of that. All kinds of stuff that she was given for that video.
Wow.
She got off of YouTube.
And that could have been your sister.
So I told her, I said, see, I told you should have bought that.
Where does she live? The lady who won that? Who did that?
Oh, I can't remember. Okay. I can't remember where she lived at. My sister lives in Grand Prairie. Well, she lives in Hazlett now here in Texas.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like, we meet, you know, you missed it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, hey, Keith, you guys have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Question?
Yeah, do you have a question for us?
I have a question, WD-40. Lubricant's been around for a long time. What does WD-40 stand for?
Water displacement. And it was their 40th time. Yep. To get that particular formula.
You guys are just, that's it. I'm done.
That's pretty impressive. You know, WD-40, we're experts right here on that. You know, I mean, you can go down the list. You can go 10 deep
on
WD-40.
And here's the deal. Yeah. If a man's got some duct tape and some WD-40, his Bible and his toothbrush, then you don't really need much else. You can go to the moon with that little
or lasso the moon.
Well,
Well, back when I was in the Air Force, that's what we used to put the airplanes together with, and they stayed together real good.
You know what Keith's talking?
I always do the two voices. I didn't want to. I was going to do another one, but I thought y'all might hang up on me.
What's funny is when people start doing voices, and then they start hybrid.
Yeah,
they start. They start doing a Jimmy Stewart John Wayne hybrid.
There you go.
Well, that's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to be
right.
Bill Clinton.
Well,
this is your ex-president, baby. How you doing?
Hey, what Keith's making reference to, Jimmy Stewart, the amazing actor that he was also a bomber pilot in the, I guess, World War II. So,
all
yeah.
Right. Thanks, Keith. Thank you, Keith.
Appreciate you calling, brother.
And we are moving along to the next, Robin's from Kentucky.
All right. Let's talk to Robin.
Hey,
Welcome
Robin.
To Trivia Friday.
This is Robin. How are you guys?
Good, Robin. Where do you live in Kentucky?
I live in a little small town called Sandy Hook.
Okay, is that in western Kentucky?
No, that's in eastern. It's like maybe 45 minutes away from West Virginia.
Okay, you're in a mountainous area there.
Which station do you listen to?
Yes, I am.
Do you listen to Wheeling? Do you listen to Wheeling or another station?
No, it's from West Virginia. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
It's 88.9.
All right.
Hmm.
Anyway, we have a station in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all right, Robin, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm just going to answer.
Which one?
The one about the 34th Street.
Yes, here's the question, Robin. Miracle on 34th Street centers on what real-life department store?
Macy's.
Yes, ma'am.
Macy's, yeah.
And I don't know how closely you guys watch the news, but, you know, the atheists, ACLU, all those groups, they're always making these demands. Now, this year, the atheists have a Christmas special on TV. And
really?
The name of it is Coincidence on 34th Street.
JJ, that's just wrong.
That ought to be a hit
that's
right
wrong.
There. Yes, sir. Who didn't want to watch that one?
Robin, do you have a question for us?
No, I don't.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas.
I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and I listen to you on the radio every single day.
What a blessing.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
I get my news a lot from the radio, so I just like to listen to you guys.
Thank you, Robin. We appreciate those kind words, and you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next time when you can call. That's Robin in the Bluegrass.
How sweet.
Bluegrass state there. You're listening.
Our listeners are the best.
You're from Kentucky.
I'm from Kentucky, but I'm from Western Kentucky.
Right. So if you you know how states are sort of divided?
Right.
People know, well, you live in central, wherever, whatever. So Kentucky's really known for Western and Eastern.
Right? Correct.
And what, divided by I-75?
Well, there's just a big difference in the culture and everything. You know, Eastern Kentucky, more like West Virginia and, you know, mountain folks. And then Western Kentucky is
Superior people.
Yeah.
Right, like yourself from Owensboro.
No. Western Kentucky is just Paducah. And Owensboro is halfway between Louisville, people have heard of, Louisville and Paducah, and halfway between the two on the Ohio River.
Well, I don't have time to go into this, but I always find funny about traveling around the country is, and hearing a lot of people talk, is everybody who lives somewhere has got somebody else that they look down on.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yeah, and it's usually the border state.
Right, it's the border state, you know.
You tell the jokes about
whoever. We're not like
whoever.
Them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're not. Anyway, Trivia Friday, and I want to say, thus says the man from.
Right.
Fill in the blank. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. Last time for our questions, and then we'll take 10 minutes of calls here.
All right. So, all right, we answered that one. My bad. Started to repeat.
And don't add any more.
No, I'm not. Okay. Let's see. Where was I? Herod intended to keep Peter in prison until after what holy day? And then in 1965, there was a game show that was based on a show from the 40s called Blind Date. What was it?
What Christmas carol does the Peanuts Gang sing at the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas? And since I just have one left, you want me to ask one more?
No.
Okay.
We don't have time.
What Christmas carol does the Peanuts Gang sing at the end of the movie A Charlie Brown Christmas?
Here are my two riddles. Number one, I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I? Number two, a man pushes his car to a hotel and tells its owner that he is bankrupt. Why? All right.
Good riddles.
Tim from Louisiana, can you answer any of those? Thanks for calling Trivia Friday.
Good morning. I think I can answer... I forgot the questions.
All right, Tim. Hey, where do you live in Louisiana?
South of Louisiana, about 30 miles from the Gulf.
Okay, 615 area code. I was looking at that. So you don't know, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Answer.
Okay, which one?
I can't.
What did it have to do with? Was it one of my riddles or another one?
I can do one of your riddles, I think, but it was one of the other questions. But let's go with the riddle.
Okay, which riddle?
The tall when I'm young, short when I'm old.
All right, what is the answer?
Would it be a candle?
A candle.
Nice. Candle. Look at you.
A candle. I'm tall. Good job, Tim. I'm tall when I'm young, and I'm short when I'm old. What am I? I'm a candle, says Tim in Louisiana, and that is absolutely correct.
Here's the deal. I was thinking it's just about anybody in their 60s.
Duly noted.
Mercy.
What do we shrink? We shrink an inch, don't we? Or something like that.
Shrink about an inch.
Yeah.
Tim.
Well, unless you spend a lot of time in the water, then you don't shrink as much.
Is it? Really?
I think he's giving us a riddle.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, Tim?
I don't have a question.
Wait,
I just
hold on a second. I want to back up to this. Spend a lot of time in the water, you don't shrink. Is that physiological?
Well, the gravity is less on your spine, and you stay buoyant.
Oh, is that why swimming is good for you?
You're not so. That's probably part of it.
I've got the buoyancy down, buddy.
Spend a lot of time in space.
I got you.
That's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And everything's lighter. You know, in the pool, you pick up, you try to lift somebody up, you can do it effortlessly.
But now your skin shrinks up pretty bad. You stay in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You stay in the water a couple of hours, you're going to see some shrinkage.
Fingertips and things.
Yeah.
All right. Tim, have a wonderful Christmas. Thanks for listening to AFR.
William from Tennessee.
We get everything, Q&A and everything?
Yes, he didn't have a question for us.
William, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I have a question.
Okay.
Hello.
Go ahead, William.
I do have a question for you, and Tim just got my answer for the candle. So.
Okay, anyway, but you knew it. That's the important thing.
I did know it.
Okay.
Do you know what the three stars stand for in our state flag in Tennessee?
Okay, hold on. Don't say anything, William. Okay, there are three stars on the state flag of Tennessee, and
blue, kind of the blue background there where the stars are.
Of course, it's known as the Volunteer State, but three stars. You don't know, Jim?
No, sir.
What? Tell us. We don't know, William. What are the three stars on the state flag of Tennessee known for?
The Tennessee is broke up in three sections, west, middle, and east.
Yes.
Three stars.
Oh, okay. Well, like we were talking about earlier. Now, in Tennessee, it's not known as Central Tennessee. It's known as Middle.
Oh, that's right. Middle Tennessee.
That's about the only state I know that uses that term to describe the middle.
That's good. I like that. Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee. They have a college known, or university, Middle Tennessee State University. All right, William. That's good to know. West, east, and... And middle. That's the three stars of the Tennessee.
Did you have a question? Did you want to answer one of these, William?
No, sir. I'm good with the rest of it.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Talk to Wyatt, Illinois. Wyatt, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Wyatt. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Where are you calling from in Illinois?
I'm calling from Mount Vernon.
Hey, I was just in Mount Vernon.
I know.
Were you there?
No, I heard about it on the radio.
Well, last spring I got to speak at a pregnancy center annual fundraiser, and you know, we laughed
in Mount Vernon.
In Mount Vernon, and we laughed a little bit on the front end, then we got to the serious part. Well, afterwards, the director, and it really went well. It was amazing. It was packed. Everybody was so nice. Afterwards, she said, people were saying, we would have loved to laugh more. You know, I was just getting started. So she said, would you be interested in doing something real, you know, out of the box to have a night for life, laughter for life in the fall? So I actually went to Mount Vernon in the spring for the pregnancy center and then went back in the fall. And we had a comedy night just to benefit the pregnancy center there.
Now,
yeah, great area.
Real quick before we get back to William, or pardon me, to Wyatt, if someone wanted to bring you to their town, what would they need to do?
JJJasper.com. Thank you for that.
I would book an airfare or get a car.
Right, right. Yeah, you could do that.
He's done the horseback train thing before. Yes.
Or you can take your car to the hotel and say to the hotel man, here's why I'm bankrupt.
That's right.
Hey, Wyatt, that's a great area there, Southern Illinois, good coon dog country. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to ask.
Okay. Fire away.
Who was it that in 2 Samuel 23, 20-21, a guy, he... jumped in a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. Who was it? Oh, and he also killed an Egyptian with his own spear.
Yeah, now that's not...
Samson?
No, it's like Benaiah. No, let's see. Benaiah, he was actually David's personal bodyguard, and he was so bad to the bone. When they talk about the three warriors, and they say, you know, the 31 warriors...
Mm-hmm.
He was the chief of them. He was walking along and saw a lion in a pit and jumped down in there and killed that lion. But it was...
I did that once. That was a mistake. Huh?
Cello's not a good weapon?
No, I jumped right back out of there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I drew a blank on the name. It seems like it was something like Benaiah, but I don't think that's right. Wyatt?
It's Benaiah.
There you go, JJ.
And there's also a book by that name. You've heard of David's mighty men. These are part of the ones that say they just took a stick out in a lentil field and killed 1,000 people or whatever it was. And, you know, some of these guys that did these amazing feats, they were real men that were bad to the bone.
Hmm.
So good all deal. You sissy Christians, let that be a lesson to you. There's some real men in the Bible.
All right, Wyatt.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Okay, we shall now answer the questions that have heretofore, and we're at the end of the show here, going unanswered. What do you got, Jim?
All right, sir. Herod intended to keep Peter in prison until after what holy day?
Passover.
That's right, Passover.
What about that 40s talk show?
Okay, and then a 1965 game show based on the 40s blind date?
The dating game?
The dating game.
There you go.
Okay. That's it.
What Christmas carol does the Peanuts gang sing at the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas?
Oh, come all you faithful.
Hark the herald angels sing.
I was so close.
A man pushes his car to a hotel and tells its owner that he is bankrupt. Why?
Monopoly.
He is playing Monopoly.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good, great riddle.
All right, folks. Have a wonderful weekend. We will be back here a week from today with a live Trivia Friday show.
And we hope that you pass go, and we hope that you collect $200. And have a Merry Christmas.